See? Told you. It turned on by itself. I'm haunted.
You sure you're haunted?
No, I'm not even joking, Kevin. I didn't touch anything, and it's recording. You're just not
electronic savvy.
No, I'm not, Kevin. I'm haunted because in the past couple of weeks...
You can't work that thing.
No, in the past couple of weeks, the lights have been flickering wherever I am. My computer at work keeps shutting on and off by itself.
Mm-hmm.
The lights were flickering at work. The lights were flickering here, and the lights were flickering at my mom's house.
It's a lot of lights.
I'm haunted. I'm not joking.
Could be worse.
Like what?
Well, you could get arrested for farting.
Welcome back to Fine Wine and Evil Spirits, a husband and wife podcast where we bicker about the weird, spooky, and urban legends from different states. Tonight, we're spiritually in Florida drinking mermaid spirits with, which is the white rum, and yep. Free Will Brewing ESP. Kev, you're drinking the rum. What do you think about it?
I like it a lot.
That's it? That's what you always say.
Well, yeah, but I mean, this one I really like a lot. The mermaid spirits, like, I mixed it with Coke, and it's, like, perfect. It does not, like, it doesn't really have that...
It has a different taste to it.
Yeah, like, I really like it.
Like, getting it straight from the place that it's made versus...
Versus, yeah, some...
It being bottled and sitting or whatever. I don't know, it just tastes... It has a different taste.
Well, rum when it sits, it's better, right?
Like, I don't know, but I'm just saying, like, versus... It just tastes different when it's from, like, it has a specific taste.
It's made with love.
Love. Yes, that's what it is. It's love. It's not...
It's local love.
Local love. Yes. So, ESP is really good, and as much as I like it, I'm really excited to get Free Will Brewing Scarecrow on tap. Especially because we're going to be... Don't tap.
Is it on tap? So
on
I said...
On tap. Not don't. No, don't tap. We will be working hard at making our Scarecrow this week for the Peddler's Village Scarecrow Competition.
What?
If you're in the area, it's in Lahaska, Pennsylvania, which sounds really...
It sounds far.
It does sound far. I was thinking
it sounds like it's like way out there, you know? Like,
it's not. It's tucked in its own little area, but yeah. It's not far from civilization. So the festival is on Saturday, September 14th and Sunday, September 15th. There will be scarecrow making workshops, pumpkin painting, live music entertainment, and a lot of like different kid activities.
Mm-hmm.
And you can vote for your favorite scarecrows in the village display. So check out their Facebook and put a reminder to, come. Don't forget to look at ours and vote in the first 3 weeks of the contest. I think it starts on the 9th of the month, and then the ballots are available in all workshops, hospitality center at the Cock and Bull, go ahead Kevin, and Giggleberry Fair, and the Buttonwood
Grill. It's that inner kid in me, you know? saying the word poop, I'm just like all giddle.
Or a fart. So what were you talking about earlier? You can't fart in Florida.
Oh my God! Apparently there's a law in Florida where you can be arrested if you fart after 6 o'clock on a Thursday. And there have been 104 arrests.
104 arrests for farting after 6 o'clock on a Thursday. Is it only Thursdays?
That can't be. I mean, it's all over like the internet.
No, because in Alaska, I believe you're not allowed to push a moose out of an airplane.
Why would you push a moose out of an airplane?
That's what I want to know, but apparently it's been done because there's a law against it. So there's a law for everything.
Holy moose, man.
Holy moose. Oh my.
Moose!
Poor moose.
That is crazy, yeah.
But there's crazy laws in every state. So I know that you were looking up different news articles and stuff. Were you just stuck on the fart thing?
Yeah, for a while, because I was in disbelief, but that's a real thing. And there was another one, a guy got arrested for going into a beer distributor type place.
Yeah.
And he brought an alligator with him.
What is with the alligators in Florida?
Yeah, and you bought a case of beer with an alligator.
Like, just how big was the alligator? Was it like a full grown one, or not like full grown, but?
I don't remember. Maybe it was. I don't remember what the size, but it was pretty big. I mean, it was like he was. I'm surprised they didn't like bite him because he was holding it with one hand and
Yeah, I mean, it's an alligator. That's what they do.
I think it was like 12 or 14.
If I give our cat too much love, she like gets all antsy.
She gets all crazy. That alligator loved the loving, I guess. Maybe he just wanted the a beer or something.
Did you see the article?
Pass me the bud.
Did you see the article about the lady who was like stopped at a traffic light or traffic something and pulled an alligator out of her pants?
No, I didn't see that one, but now I'm thinking of another one I seen. But keep going. Yeah, when then what happened?
Oh, no, I don't know. That's all I know.
So there's another, there's two of I can think of. There was one guy, I guess his boyfriend broke up with him or something. And so he tried to light his house on fire with spaghetti sauce or something.
How do you light a house on fire with spaghetti sauce?
I don't know. And then there's another one. A cop pulled, I believe it was a guy over. And he said a squirrel was eating him. It was in his, like, I don't know if it was in his pants or in his shirt or something.
Oh, my God.
So he got arrested. He got a DUI for that because I guess he was drunk and he must have found the squirrel. How did the squirrel even get in the car with him?
Was it really a squirrel or was he just imagining it?
No, it was, according to the article, it was a squirrel. Like, how does that even happen?
I didn't even know squirrels were in Florida.
How did you get a squirrel in your car, in your shirt anyway, or, like, in your, like, your area?
Squirrels, like...
Unless it was in the back seat because you left your windows down.
I didn't even realize that squirrels were in Florida, to be honest with you, because I think palm trees...
Squirrels are everywhere.
Well, I think palm trees...
Well, it's warm,
I can't imagine a squirrel in a palm tree. Now I have to Google it. I have to see if there's squirrels in palm
trees. There's
squirrels
in Florida, Sarah.
No, I believe you that there's squirrels in Florida, but I don't know. It doesn't make sense to me with squirrels being in palm trees. I can see a squirrel in a pine tree, but not in a palm tree. I'm not saying you're wrong. I'm not saying that you're lying. I'm just saying I can't see it in my head.
Yeah, so there was a lot of like different ones. But the squirrel, the spaghetti sauce one, and the farting and getting arrested. And there was 104 arrests, and it kind of stuck with me.
I can see why, because that's interesting.
Yeah, I mean, like, who gets arrested for farting? Like, are you serious? Like,
you would be so arrested.
Dude, I'd be always
You'd
in jail.
Be arrested for like.
Can
years.
You imagine filling out a job application and then they're like, "Oh, so what?
Why were you arrested?
In jail?
Oh, I was farting."
It was after 6 o'clock. You know, I had let one out. And,
it was on a Thursday. I remember
it was on
clearly.
A Thursday. Yeah.
All right. So anyway, our first story is our creature feature or cryptid, the Florida skunk ape. Florida skunk ape goes by many names, but it's widely known as the swamp Sasquatch. This creature roams the Everglades and is described as being 6'6" and 450 pounds of stink. The earliest, most infamous sighting occurs in 1957 when two hunters said that they saw a humongous smelly ape entering their campsite. The story gained popularity and obtained and came up with the name Skunk Ape. In 1973, there was a family saying that they saw a skunk ape chasing their child off of a tricycle, and then the next year, another family said that they hit one with their car, and the hair on the fender would prove it. I wonder if any samples were taken and tested, because can you imagine that they thought the kit was like a... The hit was like on a skunk ape, but it was actually a person, and then they went to jail.
I don't think in 73 they had that type of testing.
They didn't, but what if they saved it?
That would be
interesting.
Intriguing.
So that kind of gives me like I Know What You Did Last Summer vibes, but like skunk ape version. So fast forward to 1997, there was a bus full of people who claimed that they saw a swamp Sasquatch, describing it as a 7 feet tall and red hair. All 30 or 40 people said the same story. They all said the same thing. But this was in 1997 and people were losing their shit.
Because
that's what the 90s did to you. Do you have to make all the noises?
True question.
It was the year 2000 on December 22nd when a family was startled awake. Between the banging and pounding, they assumed that a drunk person had invaded their backyard, knocking over deck chairs in his wake, or in his wake. But there was something about the disturbance that made them believe it couldn't possibly be human. All, aside from the low, deep grunting, the smell of rot filled the air. It wasn't until they came to the back window and saw the large creature covered in hair on their deck. So right here is the picture of the skunk ape.
I would be extremely scared of that thing.
But, okay, so listen, instead of calling...
It almost looks like a rock. Yep.
It looks like something hairy and angry.
Yeah, I mean, it does look like it has a little... Well, I mean, right here, I mean, if you just put your finger over the face, kind of looks like... It's kind of like...
A ball of hair.
A ball of hair, or rock, or...
Well, anyway, the
weird family... Weird things happen in Florida, maybe hay.
The family assumed that an orangutan had escaped from the local zoo. But once the picture was put online and started making its way through the web, they also began to further believe that they were face-to-face with a skunk ape. Because of all the sightings and rumors throughout the year, a man named Dave Sheely decided he was going to hunt down the truth. He runs the Skunk Ape Headquarters, which is a research facility with the intentions of proving the existence of the skunk ape.
Nice.
I guess if you're passionate about something, you have to go for it.
Absolutely. even if it's a skunk ape.
Even if it's a skunk
ape. I actually want to talk to him. I think that would be cool.
That would be cool.
Just to, like, you know, get his...
I think he has his own show, so he might be difficult to get a hold of.
Yeah, he may not want to talk to...
He might be, like, very...
Us, you know.
I know.
Yeah, just, you never know.
We're just a bickering old couple.
Yeah.
His own encounter at the age of 10 started his fascination with a creature. He says, "It was walking across the swamp, and my brother spotted it first, but I couldn't see it over the grass. I wasn't tall enough. My brother picked me up, and I saw it about 100 yards away. We were just kids, but we heard about it and knew for sure that we were looking at it. It looked like a man, but completely covered with hair." I mean, I know some men completely covered in hair. Let's be honest. Sheely says that the smell is overpowering. It's like a dog and a skunk mixed together, which this is another thing.
Maybe it has bad hygiene.
Like a man with bad hygiene or a skunk ape with bad hygiene?
Sasquatch with bad hygiene. Just like really large.
And stinky.
And stinky because it doesn't know what soap looks like.
Well, I mean, skunks are stinky, but they have like, what is it called? A gland? Is it a gland that they spray out of?
Yeah, but that's only when they're in attack
mode. And they're weird.
Right? If it's just roaming around, you don't say, "Oh, I smell." Well,
unless you give it the stank eye, yeah, and then it's like,
"Turtle man, that."
It's like, "Oh, B, you want to see a stank eye?"
Live action, get you some. I love Turtle Man.
Will we get in trouble if we say that over the podcast?
What, do you love Turtle Man?
Is
it
like a copyright issue? I just did the yee yees.
No, but that's all Turtle Man though.
Oh.
We're shouting him out.
If he tries to sue us.
Why?
I will never support his show again.
I think he's awesome.
It's over.
Him and Squirrel? They should bring it back.
Squirrel.
Bring it back. I love that.
I wonder if Squirrel was in that
guy's
shirt.
Get you some. Yeah. I'll definitely rock a Turtle Man shirt.
So, anyway. one time, my dog, Morticia.
Jones?
Yeah. Right. She ran outside. Well, she was outside taking a leak. You know, because that's what dogs do outside. And I called her in.
Or
walk. Or look at the stars, you know, dog things.
Yeah, yeah. Looking for the dog star out there.
The dog star. Is there a dog star?
Yeah, there is. But we're not going to get out of that.
Okay. So anyway, she ran back into the house. And I didn't know it at the time because I was the one who let her in. But she had been sprayed by a skunk. So that smell, it doesn't come out.
Ooh, that smell.
So I asked you not to sing on the podcast.
voice of an angel. That is not falling a, angel. But.
Yeah, an angel falling very far.
At a rapid pace.
Yeah. My mom was really mad at me for letting her in, though. But what was I supposed to do? I didn't know at the time. And even if I did know, I was just supposed to leave her outside.
Yeah.
Well, we gave her, like, a tomato bath. And all the stuff that they say to do with a skunk.
It still smelled, right?
And the vet told us, well, I think he told my brother, to douche her.
What's that mean?
Like a vagina douche.
But hold on, what?
Not douche the dog, but like...
This is getting out of control right now.
I don't know. Now I'm wondering how that works. Because I thought that you just put water in the...
I'm unwondering how this works. This is getting weird.
No, now I'm wondering how this works. Because how do you douche a dog? Because, like, okay. From what I've never had to do it, so I'm not 100% sure. But I'm, like, kind of confused. Because I thought that you put water in it and then squirt it up inside to cleanse. How do you douche a dog?
You give it to a veterinarian.
But the veterinarian told us to douche the dog.
They're more comfortable with that kind of stuff.
I need to talk to my brother about this because I'm
Let
very
the professionals
concerned.
Do them. Be professionals. I'm not douching any anything ever.
This is something I'm going to have to circle back on because I'm very interested now.
Circle back.
How do you...
Can we just uncircle that?
No. Okay. So anyway.
Not a highlight.
The news of the skunk ape just expanded and blew up after that in 2000. But are you thinking about douche again?
A skunk ape. I'm thinking about, oh my god, this is like bad.
So, I'm going to play the video of the skunk ape sighting.
For its beautiful beaches and great nightlife, but in the Everglades, the elusive and mysterious skunk ape is the big attraction. Have you heard of this? The skunk ape research headquarters is located on Miami Trail. Thank you, Elliot. It's just past the United States' smallest post office, and CBS4 photojournalist Mitch Cuba will take you there. You can go check out his now viral story on CBSMiami.com. We have it posted for you right there on our homepage. And I'm new to South Florida. Clearly, that's a place I need to go.
Are you not scared to go to the Everglades?
I don't know. That might not be the reason I'd be scared to go there, Elliot.
Sam, don't get too close.
No.
Oh, Elliot. What did you think about that?
I look like a person in like a costume.
Right? I obviously thought that was a man running around in a field because if you want to do like a legit skunk ape hoax, I think it would be smart to be less conspicuous. I honestly would go for some kind of ape suit, like go hug a skunk.
You know in the Halloween story how you can just be like a red like thing or a black thing? That's what it looked like. He was just like a black costume where it just covered his mat. Like,
no, I think that there was fuzz on it.
There was no
I think there was fuzz on it. Either way, you can get an ape suit like super easy. But then like okay, so you get the ape suit, right? Mm-hmm. Just go hug a skunk. You know?
Hug a skunk?
Yeah. So that way you stink. And then, like, go on somebody's, like, deck or patio and just start, like, banging around.
Hey,
like
skunk, get over here. I just want to give you a hug.
Yeah. They don't like that.
Yeah.
They're not a fan of PDA. So, yeah. You know, just go hug a skunk. Just cause a ruckus. Looking like a Harry Henderson.
That could be a thing. You don't really, like somebody? Go hug a skunk.
Yeah. That's a good one. I'm going to use that from now on. High fives.
Patent it.
I,
with love.
Yeah. But he looks like fucking Harry and the Hendersons.
That's a band?
No, it's not a band. It's a TV show. But you never saw that TV show, did you?
No.
Kevin.
I don't watch TV.
This is a bummer. I mean, I feel like we have so much to catch up on. By the time we catch up on it, we're going to be behind in future life trying to catch
future
up on...
Future me?
No, future... Well, future me, because I already know all this stuff.
You already know all that stuff. That's all right. I'd rather get little bits and pieces and little clips here and there.
So...
Is it more interesting?
Yeah.
Keeps you going.
Okay. Skunk apes, the sightings aren't limited to the 20th century. Tribes such as the Muscogee and Seminole, which I know I say right because I've heard them before, that lived in the Everglades way before the European settlers came, would tell stories about seeing skunk apes in the woods for hundreds of years. Back then, they called it tall man. Well, that was a translation. I'm not even daring to say the actual words because we know how that goes. Who was a protector of the woods and would try to keep those from damaging the forest away. Even if you can't see him, he's there watching and waiting.
I wonder what he eats.
I don't know. If he's going with the Harry and the Hendersons thing, he looks like he is an omnivore. So he would eat like plant, or no, an herbivore. So he would eat plants.
Hmm.
I would assume that he eats whatever an ape eats because he clearly is an ape species.
Mm.
Sightings and videos continue to come in. Some of the videos, though, it makes me wonder how they got so close.
Right.
Like, because the one I was watching earlier, he's like maybe 50 feet away from a skunk ape. And like the skunk ape is like going at a tree and like you can hear it. It sounds like he's strong, you know? But then all of a sudden the skunk ape looks over and the guy starts running. You don't think that, something like that can catch up to you?
Yeah, matter of seconds.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So how are you able to run away without being pummeled or the skunk ape noticing?
That's true.
If they are known like predators, or have these instincts
but
of,
but they're
like,
herbivores, then they're not really hunting.
Yeah, but they also protect the forest. So if they are trying to keep the forest or whatever safe, they would have some kind of skills to kill something. You know? So, yeah. The next story is the Fountain of Youth.
Let me get some of that. Fill my cup up. May need it for later.
So I was always confused as to how the Fountain of Youth worked. Like, if you drank it, did you stay a certain age? Or did you become a certain age? Like, if you're old.
I guess it would just, like, keep you young.
Because in Tuck Everlasting, the family drank the water and they stayed the same age. Right?
Hmm.
But then in the one Indiana Jones, the guy drank the water, and then what happened to him? Did he turn super young or super old? I can't remember now. Like,
what is it called? The Fountain of Youth, if you go super old?
No, I know, but I mean, I think it was like the wrong drink he took.
Wrong,
I can't remember.
Sure.
I have to watch the movie over again. But what I'm saying is, if you're old and you drink from the Fountain of Youth, do you become young again?
How young?
That's what I'm saying.
Oh.
Because in Tuck Everlasting...
Depends how big that cup is.
Oh my god. Because in Tuck Everlasting, the family just stayed the same age. Now I want to watch the movie.
Right.
Now, actually, I want to read the book again.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. So
I need a real high five, not a, what was that, index? No, it was a pointer finger.
Yeah. What we call it, snaps.
You snapping finger.
Snaps for people. Okay, anyway. Mark Twain once said, "Life would be infinitely happier if we could only be born at the age of 80 and gradually approach 18.
No, I don't get it.
So you start life at your old age and then go down knowing what you know at age 80 all the way down to 18. All the stupid mistakes you made, all the ways that you could have made your life better, you know ahead of time.
But when
basically.
You're 80, you can't do anything. So.
Well, you start at 80 and then you go to 18.
And then you go, where do you go? Do you go to 17?
No, I don't know. That's where I got lost.
Yeah, I would turn into a baby again.
Okay, so here's the thing. Can you, like, you're starting the world at 18.
I get what he's saying.
Having all the knowledge of what's to come and to avoid certain mistakes. Mm. But are you predispositioned anyway? And are your parents actually your children?
Maybe.
Okay. Anyway, so that hermit crab is really, like, riding around town. Our hermit crab is being really active right now. Dude, Kevin, I told you about singing.
Sorry, I just remembered
Don't
this song.
Sing.
I love this song.
Don't sing. It's not even on. The song's not on.
Does it matter? He's just bobbing around town.
He's a big hermit crab.
Way too low.
Don't sing. So many people in the past have considered old age to be the worst, you know, just the worst stage, including William Shakespeare, who I really like this one. He called it hideous winter. Old age is just hideous winter.
Yeah. Well, I don't really know. I'm not old.
But not old yet.
I'll never be old ever.
That's not a good thing, because then that means that you're just going to die before you get old. You did it. You brought it up. So there have been so many stories and legends of magic waters that preserve the youth, with many people wasting their youth looking for the drink that stops them from aging. Alexander the Great was believed to have been looking for a river that stopped the aging process. There's also stories of Prester John, who was a European king that supposedly ruled a land that contained a river of gold and fountain of youth. In 1513, Juan Ponce de Leon, a famous Spanish explorer in the 16th century, believed that St. Augustine in Florida held the fountain of youth. It is now a huge tourist attraction. So despite the rumors, the old people who visited haven't exactly reversed after drinking the sulfur-smelling water. It's said that Leon may have never came to St. Augustine, but instead 140 miles south near Melbourne, Florida. You know, it's funny because people always say, like, what's wrong with the world, implying that somehow all the shit that happens right now never happened before. But this dude literally had people talking shit about him doing something and being somewhere that he probably never was. So it's literally the same thing that happens now.
Yeah.
And people are always like, what's wrong with the world today? Nothing, Cheryl. The world is the same it's always been. Thank you. We just have social media now to publicize it.
Yeah. Puts you on blast.
The now site.
Talking rockets.
Oh my God, Kevin. The site was established by Diamond Lil in 1904. It's called the Fountain of Youth Archaeological Park. I don't even know.
Yeah, you said it right.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
It expands for 15 acres. And Diamond was clearly an opportunist because she converted the well that was there during the Ponce Leon mania.
Wow, again?
I know. Stop. Don't
killing
embarrass
it.
Me.
She'd be killing it. She'd be getting it.
But I can't say the normal words. And she continued unearthing what she called artifacts related to the explorer. But why? Why are people so enthralled with finding the Fountain of Youth?
Well, why is a crooked letter?
No, don't start this shit. Ryan K. Smith, a professor of history at Virginia Commonwealth University in Richmond, explains, people are more intrigued by the story of looking and not finding than they are by the idea of the fountain might be out there somewhere. So he's saying basically that people like the idea that other people go looking for it, but not that it actually exists.
Yeah. Go look for it. Have a good time.
I guess that's a good story.
Yeah.
There's no hard evidence from Ponce Leon's expedition in Florida, only theories that Spanish historians wrote wrote the stories way after his death in 1521, making fun of him, saying that he was an old man who just wanted to regain his sexual vigor.
Wow.
Ooh, so he's, like, dead, and they're saying, yeah.
They're still trashing us. Still...
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's what, like, ooh, the world is so terrible. Like, everybody talks so badly about each other, and it's, like, it's always been like that.
Mm.
Not saying it's okay. Just saying that it's always been like that. And I kind of feel bad for him now, because people are saying these things when he's dead.
Mm.
And then there's Kathleen Deegan, a professor in archaeology at the University
of... Archaeology.
That's not how you say it. It's archaeology.
I was teasing. I was doing that thing.
That thing where you annoy me.
Yeah.
At the University of Florida in Gainesville, and a National Geographic Society grantee has spoken of a cemetery containing the remains of a Spanish mission that took place in 1565 in St. Augustine. But he died in 1521, so it couldn't be him. Right?
It was his cousin.
It was definitely his cousin. Okay, so what is that hermit crab doing? He's doing, like, gymnastics.
Yeah, I know. He's trying to learn cartwheels.
He is upside down.
Maybe he's trying to parachute off the table.
How could he parachute off the table? He's not even on the table.
Well, he's trying to get out of the cage onto the table with the parachute.
I think they need climbing things.
Yeah.
I think he's bored.
Yeah, he's doing some kind of acrobat.
What is going on? He's going to do a flip.
What is he doing? You're going to, like, bust an L. You're going to be part of the alphabet there, guy.
Can you take a picture? Because this...
This is what happens when you're bored.
This hermit crab is outstanding.
Yeah.
Kevin, quickly. It's afraid of loud noises, shadows. It goes back into its shell. Did you take a picture of it yet?
I got the banana in the way. You're rushing me.
There's a banana in the way.
Yeah.
Kevin, did you just take the picture?
You make me nervous. How am I gonna get a good one here?
Oh my gosh, Kevin, I told you, shadows make it nervous.
Stop getting nervous. Get unnervous, crap.
Can you just move the banana?
I don't know, it's really hard.
Just move the banana.
I'm having issues.
I got them too. I love that song.
I'm bobbing around.
No, not that song. Oh my god, are you serious right now with the flash and the hermit crab? He's not gonna like that.
How do you turn off the flash?
I don't know. Can you just take the picture?
I think this thing's broke.
Kevin, are you taking a video?
I think so.
Oh my gosh.
It seems this weird thing with it.
Kevin, just take the picture.
Okay, got it.
Alright.
We're Gucci.
If you ever say that again.
We're not Gucci.
That's the end of our relationship. Okay. So, the last story is the Riddle House. It is adjacent...
What's that light with the bears? Like, you can blind the bear with the light?
A flashlight?
No, not just a regular flashlight. It's, like, a certain type of light that it's meant to, like, scare the bear away so you can run.
A flashlight. So, the Riddle House...
Yes, it's a flashlight form, but it's a special type of flashlight.
Super flashlight.
Right, we'll
a super that. Bear flashlight.
Well, I think I just super bear flashlight that poor little hermit crab.
Then use super hermit crab and flashlight.
Well, why is it doing
hermit crab?
Well, it's doing some kind of leg movement.
I told you, Kevin. Anyway, focus. The Riddle House. It is adjacent to the Woodlawn Cemetery, which is known for crimes such as grave robbery.
Mm. Didn't bury him deep enough. But
how do you know?
That. Well, because usually...
How do you know that in that specific cemetery...
Well, I don't know in that specific cemetery, but back in the day...
You're being a real know-it-all.
Okay. I'm going to Google some random stuff for no reason.
You Google grave robbing?
No.
Then what do you Google that makes you an expert?
I'm not an expert.
Well, how do you know?
Jack of all trades, expert of nothing.
Because the house was near the cemetery, it became known as the Gatekeeper's Cottage, housing the security who monitored the cemetery. It was then that an employee named Buck was murdered during an intense argument in town.
I'm trying so hard, I'm sorry.
Buck had been seen in the cemetery, seemingly still conducting work as a ghost, by the way, walking around the grounds and porch of the cottage. In 1920, Carl Riddle moves into the home, and there it became known as his own private residence, changing the name from the Gatekeeper's Cottage to the Riddle House. He became the city manager and had to man the cemetery. In comes Joseph, who is why did you say his name like that?
I don't know, it just seems like, I don't know.
Who was an employee during the time that Riddle was the city manager. Joseph was swallowed by financial difficulties and became mentally stressed. Feeling as though he had no option, Joseph committed suicide, hanging himself in the attic. The beam that Joseph used to commit the act was removed from the home. It was after Joseph's death that Carl Riddle began having experiences he was unable to explain. He would hear noises of things being dragged on the stairs and see a shadow of a man through the attic windows. He wasn't able to keep help in the home because everyone was too afraid, especially with claims of an unseen man touching them.
Wow.
Eventually, Riddle said...
Goosebumps.
No, you didn't.
I'm not talking.
Yes, you did. I see them. Eventually, even Riddle and his family were forced from the home, and though many people and businesses have tried to occupy the home, no one ever stayed very long. By the 1980s, the home was completely abandoned and was scheduled to be destroyed by the city. Instead, the house was donated to Carl's nephew, John Riddle, who had it dismantled and moved it to Yesteryear Village for permanent display. Doesn't Yesteryear Village sound spooky, like, in general?
Yeah, it sounds far.
Yesteryear, like Lahaska.
Yeah.
During the move...
further. No, it's like,
yeah, well, yeah, because it's in Florida.
The other one's here.
During the move, the roof and the attic were split into two, as well as the first and second floors. When the house was being put back together in Yesteryear, workers and carpenters experienced an array of paranormal activity. Tools would be moved, windows would break, and someone would hit them in their heads with hammers.
Damn.
Ceasing, yeah, it ceased construction.
Can't
for,
hit the steel, huh?
You want to let me finish the sentence?
As you were saying?
The construction workers stopped working for like 6 months because they were so freaked out. When the house was being presented upon completion, reports were made that the people had seen a couple that was dressed in 20th century clothes. The couple's pictures were found in photos of the original Riddle house. So, like, they saw these people, and then they found the pictures of them later on in the, like, in the original house.
That's spooky.
There have been many paranormal investigations done throughout the years, including TV shows, with the intent to prove that the spirits of Riddle House are real, including Ghost Adventures. But they're kind of, like, everywhere. And Zach Baggins is...
Yeah?
It's crazy. Not crazy crazy, but, like...
Not that crazy.
I don't know, like, I feel like he gets too into it. Like, everything, like, a speck of dust could go by, he'd be like, oh my god, it's a spirit. I don't know, that's just me. One prevailing story is that Joseph is still haunting the place. In one of the videos I watched, they said that they boarded up the attic and no one is allowed in there because he's known to attack men, specifically. Hair grabbing, screaming, choking, objects being thrown have all been reported. I wonder, like, what his deal with men is.
I have no idea.
Well, in the one video I was...
He was in debt, right? Or something?
Yeah.
He was, so they mistreated him when he was a boy?
I don't know. He was a boy. But I was watching this one video where the lady was saying... She was, like, not a psychic, but I guess, like, a clairvoyant. Like, somebody who... can, like, feel presences or whatnot. And she said she was in a room, and it wasn't in the attic, but it was a room that they called the baby's room or the children's room or something. And she said that it was, like, the aggression or, what, like, there was a fighting among different men. Like, there was a lot of yelling that she could hear. And that one of the men, like, went up to the attic. So I wonder if it's true, if maybe he was fighting with somebody about financial struggles, and they were, like, I don't know, maybe saying that they couldn't pay him more. And he, like, got angry and went and hung himself. So, I don't know. It's creepy.
Yeah, I guess.
And I think that, you know, moving the house has a lot to do with the activity there. Because doesn't that mess things up?
I always thought if you knock down the house, like, what happens to the actual spirit?
Does it really let go?
Or maybe it's an item. Maybe it got attached to the items. Wherever the item goes, it goes. Well, the spirit goes.
Maybe. I don't know. It's interesting. But, I don't know. Well, that looks like it's the bottom of the bottle. As always, if you like our podcast, please follow us on Facebook and Instagram at Fine Wine and Evil Spirits, and also on Twitter at FWES Podcast. Like and share our posts, and don't forget to leave a review on Apple Podcasts. Let us know in detail what you think about the show and what your favorite parts are. Remember, 5 stars are...
will haunt you.
Why do you make so much noise every time we podcast?
Kind of party.
No, like every time we do it, you're like moving your drink around. That's the sound of you moving your drink around. And then you sniffle. You sniffle. Everybody's going to think it's me. That was...
That was her.
No, that was you.
That was me.
And then it's kind of like when you're going up and down the stairs. Like it's a big like elephant stomp. And meanwhile, I'm over there. No, I'm over there, and I make less noise than...
I don't know about that. You're kind of noisy going up and down them steps.
Are you calling me fat?
No, I'm just saying you're loud, but your feet...
Because of my weight?
No, because of your the thrust.
That sounded so wrong. No, it's not it even doesn't. Funny. That sounded so
Have
wrong.
Have a pole. It doesn't sound wrong.
A pole?
Yeah.
What does that mean?
Ask the people.